Welcome to Wealth Simplified, your guide to navigating the intricate world of wealth. Whether you're a first-generation wealth creator or a steward to multi-generational wealth, we want to make the complex simple and the vision clear. Join us as we unravel strategies and perspectives behind building, sustaining, and preserving wealth, empowering you with the knowledge and confidence to shape a secure financial future. Let's get to it. The following presentation by Waldron Private Wealth is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Please see additional important disclosure at the end of this presentation, a copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request at www.waldronprivatewealth.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of What the Finance. If you're new to our podcast, our What the Finance episodes are short, topical, and usually stem from questions asked by clients or prospective clients. Recently, I was asked if health savings account dollars should be invested. Before we get into our thoughts on that, let's talk about why someone might utilize an HSA within their finances. First, in order to be eligible for an HSA, you must be enrolled in a high deductible health plan. If you are not enrolled in a high deductible health plan, you might utilize a flexible spending account, which has a whole different set of rules than the HSA. Like many accounts, the HSA has contribution limits on how much a participant can add to the plan each year. For 2023, the contribution limits are $7,750 for a family and $3,850 for self-coverage only. Now, keep in mind, if your employer makes contributions to your account, their contributions do not count towards the amount you are able to contribute. You might hear how HSAs are triple tax advantaged, which means you receive a tax deduction for, number one, every dollar that you put into the plan. Number two, if dollars are invested, they grow tax-free inside the HSA, similar to how dollars might grow within an IRA. And then number three, withdrawals are tax-free as long as you use the funds for qualified medical expenses. HSA funds do not have to be used in the same calendar year, which allows you to accumulate funds within the account for your future medical expenses. This is one of the big ways that an HSA differs from an FSA. It's widely known that healthcare expenditures are one of the largest factors in retirement, so being able to save early in a tax-advantaged way is always encouraged. So now for the question. Should I consider investing my HSA funds? The first two things I would think about are, number one, is how much is your annual deductible? And number two, what is your out-of-pocket maximum on your health insurance? Once you identify those amounts, I would consider keeping at least 1 to 2 years of your deductible in cash, uninvested. And if you want to be more conservative, keep 1 to 2 years of the out-of-pocket maximum in cash uninvested. Anything above those amounts, you could consider investing. If you don't know what your annual deductible or out-of-pocket maximum amounts are, you should consult your HR team or your health insurance provider if you're self-employed. Now, full disclosure, I have a personal bias towards this because most clients we talk to are generally healthy and rarely hit deductibles. However, my family did 1 year. So in 2019, I had an unexpected surgery in January. In July, my husband had a freak accident with our son jumping into a pool, and my husband ended up tearing his bicep tendon, which required surgery and several weeks of physical therapy. And then in December 2019, I gave birth to our daughter. So needless to say, we completely blew our out-of-pocket maximum that year. And that was the only year that we've actually hit an out-of-pocket maximum. But my bias is that things happen, anything can happen, and you simply have to be prepared for it. So I hope this has been helpful. If you need help understanding your health plan, what your deductible is, or what your out-of-pocket maximums are, and how a health savings account might fit into your family's financial picture, reach out to us at podcasts@waldronpw.com. Until next time. If you're in need of wealth management planning and advice, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to us directly at podcasts@waldronpw.com. The previous presentation by Waldron Private Wealth was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risks, and it should not be assumed that future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Waldron is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if Waldron is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.